Michelle Obama is making a campaign stop in Aspen tonight after a quick visit to Salt Lake City. Jody, about all we know at this point is that the First Lady's fundraiser for her husband's reelection campaign is a private affair.
According to the White House, she'll be talking about her husband's accomplishments and possibly also about a recent initiative that she's involved in to increase the availability of supermarkets in underserved areas and to kind of boost fresh foods in the schools. It's being held at the home of Jim Crown, who is one of the partners of the Aspen Skiing Company. And probably more important from a political perspective is he's a very big money raiser. As an example, he raised $50,000 in May for Democrats and $100,000 in June. So we'll see what he does in July.
And not to be outdone, we have the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus, he's also in town today as well to raise money for Republicans.
He's going to be rallying the troops, and he has another private fundraiser himself tonight. I think it sort of shows the importance of Colorado. In 2008, as we all know, it went to Barack Obama by 9 points, and I think the Republicans are really focused on getting that back, and Priebus's appearance here is perhaps indicative of that as well.
We had mentioned that the First Lady is going to be in Aspen tonight. Aspen was also the site for a GOP governor's forum this past weekend. Texas governor and possible presidential candidate Rick Perry was one of the 5 governors there. He told the crowd that he still needs a couple of more weeks to decide if he's going to run for president or not. But Perry is also going to be back in Colorado this coming weekend for the Western Conservative Summit, and he will be there along with declared presidential candidates Herman Cain and Rick Santorum. So what can you tell us about this summit? It's still fairly new.
It is new. In fact, it's only the second time that it's been held. It's sponsored by the Centennial Institute, which is run by former Senate President John Andrews, a Republican, and also Bill Armstrong, who's the chair of the summit. He's the former U.S. Senator who's currently president of Colorado Christian University and still active in conservative affairs. They're going to be talking a lot about just the future of conservatives, not only in Colorado, but nationwide. There's a lot of emphasis on the Reagan administration and what that means for the future. And we also hear that there's a possibility they'll be taking a straw poll of presidential candidates. Last year, Michelle Bachmann came, and of course, she's now one of the main candidates for president, so has a history of making some news.
Well, and keeping on the presidential race theme here, Democrats have launched a series of Spanish language television ads in 3 western states, which includes part of Colorado. They are doing that to counter similar radio ads that were put out by the Republican Party that are critical of President Obama's handling of the economy. So, Jody, why target this demographic, and why do it so early?
Well, it's an important demographic, especially in Colorado. McCain didn't do well with Hispanics a couple years ago, and I think Democrats and Republicans recognize this is a demographic that they really have to go after. The Republicans launched their radio ads a few days ago, and they're basically blaming the president for the poor economy. And then Democrats are now kind of touting Obama's work on extending health insurance to children, including legal immigrant kids, and increasing the amount of money available for Hispanic students. It just shows that this is one group of people, the Hispanics, that neither party is taking for granted in 2012.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.